Good evening. This is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning in for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you are inspired. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you are always attuned to the frequency, this frequency and any other ones that I'm speaking to, because I am intensely intentional in making sure that you are reminded and supported in knowing how to respond correctly and directly to being under a world-conquering rampage that is divisiveness, that is divide and conquer, that is depopulation and genocide. I'm the one, too, that cares that we are getting the support that we need in order to feel the confidence and to activate the faith in being able to reverse whatever kinds of issues that may have crystallized in our tissues as a result of us being under a world-conquering rampage where we've been fed the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, MSG, Equal, Splenda, coffee, tobacco, cigarettes, white sugar products, all kinds of flour, and devitalized, degerminated, processed garbage, which is everywhere. We have more access to it than we do that which is really life-sustaining in terms of that which is called food. And so it's necessary for us to have a medium of communication, WRFG, which is community radio, that allows us to have this conversation, to put us in a place and space where we are stimulated to think more about what it is we're living for and what it is we really want with our lives and how it is we should be applying ourselves towards being the change that needs to happen, towards seeing ourselves as answer and solution to our questions and our problems, to be in a place and space where we are able to respect the light of absolute and supreme intelligence wherever it is and all of where it is, particularly in that which is the sun and the air and the atmosphere and the earth and that which grows from the earth and the medium of exchange between all of the worlds and the realms and the planets and whatnot that literally maintain and sustain us, so that we get beyond thinking that what man has produced is a necessity for our living, because it is not. What is necessary for our living and for our being able to really qualify for continuance in existence upon the planet and beyond the planet is a commitment to absolute light, absolute law, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. Being able to exalt a full life's urge to do nothing that undermines ourselves or ourselves, to be in a place where we are maturing and not just getting older, that we are maturing. We are thriving because we are ever more disciplined, ever more focused in doing our daily due diligence in facilitating the clearing of all of our anger, our resentments, our frustration, our madness, and the remembrance of those things that made us feel bad, the trespasses, the abandonment, and all of the other violations against us. Those that we committed, as well as those that were committed against us, we have to realize that. We have to let it go. We have to forgive and release it so that we're able to get light within the very fabric of ourselves, to be the light in order to be the vehicles and vessels of light. Then we've got to let go of all of those things that are weights upon our spirits, that are weights upon our minds, that vex our spirit, that put us in a place of anger and distraction, where we are not loving and appreciating and really being in that place of gratitude for each and every breath that we take and every step that we've made and every heart that is opened up to us and every hand that has lifted us, and for all of that which we have access to. We are the beneficiaries of the gift and the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the light, the labor, the creative genius and ingenuity and talent of so many ones that will always remain nameless, even though we have so many whose names we can call. And I'm the one to remind us that our harmonization is with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, that we are all completely animated, maintained, and sustained by this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we've been tricked into thinking that that intelligence is not as intelligent as the corporate entities and deities of death, as the pharmaceuticals and the doctors and the American Medical Association and the psychiatrists and the psychologists and all of those ones who have positioned themselves to be profiting off of the sickness, the illness, the disease, the degradation, the defamation, the stupefaction, the inebriation, the intoxication, and the violation of the people themselves. We're in a now moment where those of us, particularly those of us who are in maturity and those of you who care to mature, where we have to accept duty, obligation, and responsibility to do that which is ours to do in exalting a full life surge, to do that which is ours to do in making commitments, in standing on behalf of life itself, and coming to a point and place where we no longer feel entitled to try to prosper off the degradation, the disease, and the violation of other beings. Because there's only one intelligence of existence, and the primary law of existence is not to kill. It is to love that which is God, that which is the intelligence of existence, with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might, to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And there is nothing on the planet that is not our neighbor. There is nothing on the planet that does not benefit life itself. And we've been hoodwinked and bamboozled to think that the laws of existence do not apply to us, that we only have to apply ourselves to the legalities and the legalese of a world-conquering rampage of governments and religions and media and all of these ones, the miseducational systems that have really undermined us, because nothing and nobody has given us a proper orientation as to what life upon the planet actually is about. And so we're thinking that success in capitalism is success in life, becoming famous and fortunate because of our area of proficiency. In what area, whatever area that we've become proficient in, we get supported, and that's fine. But being proficient in an area of your talent does not necessarily make you a whole person, one that is completely mindful, dutiful, disciplined in the laws that govern life itself. And so we should strive for proficiency. We should strive for being in a place where our talents are activated, but in realizing that we are whole beings, that we have many talents. And if we consciously focus on developing the wholeness of ourselves, then we are able to utilize the talent that is needed at the time that it is needed. But to prostitute ourselves on behalf of other ones who can profit off of us because we've become proficient, it has been shown that that is not a profitable path for those who took the time to develop those talents. That they end up drugged out, they end up sick, they end up penniless, they end up being sacrificed at particular points and places on the calendar with certain ones. We're in a place and space now where we should care to live on behalf of life itself, to be in a place and space where It's not just about doing whatever we want to do, but being able to respond to what is needed as it is needed on behalf of the whole, in facilitating the greater good, in working towards the wholeness of everything and everybody. This system of government could work where the people who are in government are properly oriented in what duty, obligation, and responsibility as men, the progenitor of lineages, and as woman, the perpetuator of lineages, and understanding that our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to exalt life. It is to perpetuate life. It is to be the progenitors and the perpetuator of lineages of people. Therefore, there should be nothing and no one that supports us in undermining anything and anybody for any reason as a way to generate capital, a way to profit monetarily. And so as we go into all of these stores and we look at all of the products that are particularly marketed towards children, and to see the amount of artificial colors and artificial flavors and chemicals and aspartame and sugar and all of these things that are in these products that are marketed to children. But they're not children who are marketing the products. They are grown folk, adulterated ones, who are marketing these products to children. And so we have to get real about who is creating the issues of the autism, of the multiple sclerosis, of the leukemia, of the diabetes, and all of these issues that are affecting our youth to the degree to which they are not given the prognosis of really being able to live 70 years, that many of these babies now will be dead before they're 30 if we continue to go on the way we're going on as a nation of people. We are in a now moment that requires us to raise completely up, to come to a point and place where it matters to us the contribution we're making on behalf of life itself, on behalf of the lineages that we represent. Nobody is here authorized by the will of existence or the intelligence of existence or the laws of existence to be in a place where you work towards undermining the cellular functioning of anybody, particularly children. And then to see the amount of degradation and stupefaction and inebriation and violation that is taking place within our youth because of the violation and the inebriation, the intoxication that is taking place with their parents. And the failure of this government and the failure of the school systems and the failure of the churches and the failure of all of those people who are men or women, parents, grandparents, or whatever, who are not doing that which is theirs to do in ensuring the progressive unfoldment of these wants, in working wholeheartedly towards exalting life. And so it matters that we are becoming intensely intentional in being completely restored in the light of the truth of the all that we already are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. And intelligence does not kill itself. Intelligence does not kill its children. Intelligence does not war against itself over here to exalt itself over here. We are in a now moment that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding that there is the law of the whole of existence itself, and that all intelligence has that which is intelligent enough to facilitate the wholeness, the greater good of everything and everybody, as Mother Earth does, as the trees do, as the plants do, as the insects and the animals do. But mankind and those who are a falling humanity have forgotten what the purpose in being is. And to come to a point in place where we realize that where you have no commitment to the laws that govern life, you have no commitment to the laws that govern existence. You have no commitment to the path of progression that allows you to be restored in the integrity of that which you are, then there is no real success that you could ever possibly have. No matter how much money you're generating, no matter how much polished wood, metal, and stone, no matter how many people know your name and buy your things, that the real success that we can have is by virtue of the integrity of how we stand as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. Our real success is by virtue of the quality of character and the virtues that we walk with. Our true success is based upon our reaching for life and partaking of life and being about the exaltation of life consistently, daily, and not finding pleasure in the games and sport of death and killing. Not allowing ourselves to be engaged in employment that requires us to be able to kill, because there's nothing that these ones can do that really deserve them being killed. And because of the foundation of killing as how this country has been established and how it tries to protect itself in its own insecurity through killing, it's a violation of the primary laws of existence, and that which we do unto others is being done unto us. And that's why it's so necessary for us to understand as wombed men that we cannot feed off of the fetuses of other creatures and then retain the integrity of our womanhood. And therefore, we're losing our breasts and we're losing our wombs because our tissues are filled with the violation, the toxins of our being in violation of the primary laws that govern life. And life itself is so lawful, it is so ordered, it is so forgiving that all we have to do is get to that place in space where we see the error of our ways and we are willing to correct ourselves, to stand in a place in space to be cleared of the violation, the trespasses, the sinfulness, the being disobedient and ignoring the laws of existence, ignoring the Lord of our being, ignoring the fact that we are here to exalt a full life's urge, to not be complicit and complacent with our suppression, our oppression, our own annihilation. We cannot survive upon the planet or beyond the planet where we have no intention, no inclination towards being righted and corrected. And the reality that nobody really can think a greater thought than the intelligence of existence and the laws that already harmonize us within it. Nobody can outthink it. And because our bodies are designed by the intelligence of existence, and know that we cannot fill up on man-made food products, stuff that sits in cans and shelves and all of this indefinitely, and think that that is food for us. That there can be those who are talking about survival, you understand, survival on processed food. Beef jerky. Hoarding stuff. Because they have no real knowing of how God really works. And all of their attention is on what men do. Men being out of alignment with light. Men being out of harmony with the reality of the divine feminine. And the foundation of existence itself. We're in a now moment that requires us to have an understanding and an understanding as to what is required in order for us to be standing as generations of people, and to understand that the wealth of us is already in us, and that for the lineages that whose names we can call, there are an infinitude of those whose names we would never be able to call, but because we have been issued upon the planet many, many lifetimes and whatnot, to understand that that which is duty, obligation, and responsibility is for us to be dutiful, to be able to respond correctly and directly to that which is needed in our now moment, to be in a place and space where it matters to us that we are a resurrecting people. It matters to us that we're clearing, cleansing, purifying, renewing, rebirthing, revitalizing, revivifying, and resurrecting, that it matters what our contribution as a global populace is, that we don't want to be written up in the book of life or the book of death to being the ones who perpetuated so much sickness, illness, disease, and death. We don't want to have that as a part of what our legacy is upon the planet. Our contribution here was that we sat back and allowed these people to perpetuate all of this garbage, polluting the waters and the airs and all of the ones who are here. We should not be in a place where you're satisfied with that. You need to be in a place and space where it matters to you how you walk, and to be in a place where you are willing to do whatever it takes to tap into the wealth of yourself, to stand on behalf of the lineages that you represent, to exalt a full life's urge, to be in a place and space that whatever the doctors say, it ain't what the doctors say, because the doctors are not leading you forward to your creator. The doctors are not taking responsibility to show you the error of the ways of the system of things that has led you to sickness, illness, disease, and a premature and unnecessary death when there should not be death claiming us. Death is claiming because you are reaching for death. And there is an initiative to make sure that we're dying. And that work is being done by those who serve the forces of Satan, Lucifer, the devil, those forces of divisiveness, the deceivers, the misleaders, the liars, the bastardizers, the usurpers. We're in a now moment where you are either going to stand on behalf of light or you will not stand at all. We're in a now moment where it's a do or die kind of situation. If cancer showed up in this part of your body, then understand that cancer is showing up in other parts and they just haven't discovered it yet. But the cancer itself can be completely reversed and healed, not just put into remission, but completely reversed and healed. There is nothing that we have created that we cannot recreate ourselves, but we have to understand the principle of wholeness, that you are not just a mouth, a digestive system, and an anus. You are a spirit that dwells in that body, and the spirit as well as the body is the creation of absolute and supreme intelligence, this cosmic I am, this absolute and supreme being. And being itself is supreme, and it's lawful, and it's ordered, and it facilitates the greatness of itself, which is what we should embrace. To know that that is duty, obligation, and responsibility as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages. These people got you in a place and space where you feel like life is a game. You understand? It's a game. Life is your gift. And it is by law, not just by rules, but by law. See, man does not create laws. Laws exist already. And whether man has ever taken the time to put in writing the laws that govern existence itself, those laws cannot be broken. They cannot be transgressed without serious consequences. So when people say, oh, well, we know that it happened for a reason, the reason it happened is in the progression of the law. You understand, in terms of what's showing up in your life, it's showing up because of what thoughts you have generated within yourself, or the thoughts that you entertained. The words that you spoke, the feelings that you allowed yourself to be infused with intensely, and where you have intense anger and intense frustration and intense resentment and whatnot, then you just create more of those situations, circumstances where you are creating and experiencing more anger or frustration and resentment. But it is creating sickness, illness, and disease within you. because we are held by absolute order and absolute law, and the fulfillment of the law is absolute love. And forgiveness, releasing, letting go, understanding, asking, knocking, seeking, these are the things that allow us to have leverage in a system that wants to make sure that we don't, that we're helpless, that we're hopeless, that we are programmable, we're influenceable. We're in a place and space where the commercials are leading us, and the entertainers and those who become proficient, that we do what they tell us to do. And I'm saying to you that you will be held fully accountable and responsible for seeking to be completely clear, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and walk in the integrity of yourself. And once you make the decision to do that, then whatever games of agreement and the legalities and the legalese, everything will work towards your greater good. There is light that is permeating and prevalent in everything and everybody. And when you walk in the light and you call upon the light and you invoke the light, and to know that the light is that which is the only sovereignty possible, and to push paperwork and say this paperwork makes you sovereign and you're not in your light, there is no sovereignty. There's no grace and protection that you can have when you are continually in violation of yourselves and yourself. And when you are not willing to do the clearing and the cleansing and the purification, then you don't get the benefit of having been cleared and purified and renewed and reborn and regenerated. You understand? You got to do the work. But it requires you to really care. And where you don't care, and where you don't love, and where you don't honor, and where you don't forgive, and where you don't really apply yourself towards creating wholeness and enhancing and enriching and adding unto and being a blessing, then you don't get the benefit of being that one. And the activity of lifting and enhancing and adding unto and resubstantiating and forgiving and blessing and honoring and healing, this is the work of God, the children of God. Killing and murdering and raping and bastardizing, usurping, destroying, understand, warring. All of this is the activity of the forces of Lucifer, Satan, and the devil. You understand? So who do you serve? And understand that if you really are about God, then you can't work on behalf of the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the devil and be all right. That's why you were told you can't serve two masters. You understand? But where you are completely committed to serving life itself, where you want your life to matter and you want your activities and your talent and your skills and your abilities to be used towards the greater good and the upliftment and the enhancement and the resurrection of our global humanity, where you will apply yourself towards that, there is a much greater wealth and prosperity available to you. The corporate entities and deities of death could never pay you what you would get when you serve the forces of life, when you really honor the gifts that you already are and that which is already in you, to be on a daily due diligence of activating the strength of the legacy of the lineages that you represent through activating your DNA, through the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, and the consecration of your body temple by virtue of what you do on a daily basis, how you think, what you're saying, what you're consuming, and what you are letting go and releasing. This is the path of our harmonization. This is the path of our unification. And where you want to continue to feel as though you've got the right to be inebriated and intoxicated, and you want to be vegetarian, but then on the other hand, you're going to have a little bit of shrimp over here and a little bit of fish over there, and you're going to smoke and get high over here and whatnot. Inconsistency, contradiction, and hypocrisy undermine our integrity. And it is the fullness of the integrity that allows us to really, truly be triumphant and victorious and successful and be in a place and space where you consistently are accessing the infinitude of possibilities and using the keys to the kingdom so that you are in the fullness of the refuge, the grace, and the protection of your angels, your guides, your guardians, your ancients, and harmonize with your soul. So you come to that place and space where it is not possible for you to do wrong. And therefore, you have the greatest degrees of liberation. We're in a now moment where it is our time to choose which walk we will walk, stepping off the path of death onto the path of everlasting life. Is wisdom. It is light. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection. Good evening. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time or any time that I'm speaking, I am so grateful and so thankful and am consistently asking and knocking and seeking and praying to be ever more insightful, ever more inspirational, motivational, and encouraging you to commit to being all that you are, because this now moment of eternity requires us to really understand that we can never do a greater work than being in vivid self-representation in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence. The meeting of the inner circle is always intended, and any time that I'm speaking, always intended to speak to the issues of our liberation, our resurrection, our being qualified for continuance in existence, and being empowered on a daily basis by knowing what to do that consciously aligns us with the intelligence of existence, with that which beats our heart, it breathes us, it's beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, and it is all there is, and that there is nothing and no one who can triumph over it. There are no forces, no agendas that can outthink it, outplan it, outlove it, outlast it. And our leverage in this now moment can only be by virtue of our having an attunement, a realignment, reorientation in the light of the truth of the all that we each are, as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. Because the world-conquering rampage has been to divide and conquer us. And so where we are referring to ourselves based on our hue, referring to ourselves based on the things that we've studied, referring to ourselves based on that which we have achieved in terms of our socioeconomics, our political or our gender, our sexual orientation, those things that our religious training and indoctrination, none of those constitutes our true identity. And we can be in those things, you know, for a period until we come into a greater desire for something else. And so in the course of a lifetime, over 40, 50, 60 years, people are in and out of these things that man has created in terms of religion, in terms of socioeconomics, in terms of all of that. But when it comes time to leave the planet, if we were not diligent in applying ourselves towards self-realization, self-actualization, self-mastery of our minds, our bodies, and being in a place where our light, our hearts were light, because we were able to really attune ourselves to the character and the virtues of character that are consistent with who we are as these points of that absolute and supreme intelligence. This is what constitutes truly successful living. And so now is our own time daily to be discerning, to be serious about what it is we're living for. Because what I've learned over these years talking to thousands of people in the last almost 40 years of being in service in this community is that everybody is not living for the same thing. Everybody is not trying to accomplish the same things. We are all having to deal with the issues of our food, clothing, shelter, information, knowledge, stability, security, love. There are things that we are mutually applying ourselves to. But that does not really constitute the reason for our being here and our consciously seeking to be very purposed based upon the purposes of existence itself and not just based upon what we have opportunity to achieve based upon the economics, based upon the government, based upon the programs, based upon whatever men have initiated. We're in a now moment that requires us to just take some time to realize where the real I in us is truly seeing. And in that, those realizations, to come to that point of conscious care and commitment to actualize, to be active in being present as an eye of existence, one who sees itself as the all there is. There is absolute law that governs our lives. And these are not the things that we were taught. We were given reading, writing, arithmetic, those things that allow us to be functional or to be employable or to be trappable and enslavable in this society. But the duty, obligation, and responsibility we have as living beings, as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, is to truly exalt a full life's urge to honor life, to reverence life, to cherish and treasure life, because life is the greatest gift that we were given. And in honoring that being that we refer to as God or the supreme being or the intelligence of existence or Jah, Yah, Allah, Jehovah, whatever we may want to refer to it as, there is no way that we can truly honor the giver of life if we don't respect the gift of life. And so our being in the place and space where every now moment is a now moment of eternity, we are already in flotation and rotation in the cosmic. We are travelers. And because we are not dressed in man-made suits that allow us to be functioning within this atmosphere, the bodies that we have been given, the bodies that we are being housed by, these bodies are the vehicles, are the spacesuits that we have been given for acclimation and activation and maturation as these points of absolute and supreme intelligence on this intergalactic spaceship that we call Mother Earth. And because we are influenced by those who care to be influencing us through media, through religion, through government, through business, through philosophy, through education, and we see the amount of imbalances and sickness and illness and dis-ease and despair and warfare and degradation and violation and incarceration and molestation and rape and insecurity and instability and desertification and all of these things. And yes, we have to take some time to realign ourselves, to reorient ourselves, because the whole of humanity is on a cataclysmic ride with demise. And it seems as though the only objective is to try to grab as much stuff as you possibly can on your way out. And to have lived 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years without being properly oriented as to what the purposes in existence really are is to have put yourself in a place and space where you really never truly lived. And whatever you attained, whatever you realized, whatever you succeeded, if you never took the time to honor your gift, to develop yourself, to value yourself, to understand that it is through our own self-actualization, self-realization, and vivid self-representation that we truly have the access to the real wealth that we should be bringing forward to this place. But people think that the money makes them. The money don't make you. You are not the creation of man, although we can see that those ones that they call niggers and those ones that they call crackers and those ones that they call this and they call that, these are not the creations of God, because God only created so much of itself, manifesting and womb manifesting as everything and everybody everywhere through all circumstances, all realms, in all conditions. Those other ones, the ghettos and the world becoming a ghetto, has been based upon the violations of the primary laws of existence and the corporate entities and corporate deities of death that have been licensed and decreed and sanctioned by the governments and seconded by the churches and whatnot, have put the whole world in jeopardy. Those who had no light, no love, no wisdom, and no truth, no time to really get properly oriented as to what duty, obligation, and responsibility is, these ones took responsibility for giving you an orientation as to what success in this life is. These ones have taken responsibility to undermine your very cellular functioning so that you are in the state of oppression, suppression, depression. And that instead of each of our generations becoming more of who we were intended to be, we have given our children less. Because we were so busy in the process of adulteration, intoxication, inebriation, and being out of alignment with the divinity of ourselves and the laws that govern us. And the trick and the trap and the travesty and the tragedy here has been to make you feel entitled to be out of alignment with that which beats your heart. Makes you feel like you're supposed to be sinful. You're supposed to be dying. It's okay, because you were given your own way and your own path, and your path and this path and our path don't have to be the same. But our heart is beating by virtue of the same intelligence. Every fiber of our being is completely animated by virtue of the same intelligence. We are designed, cultivated, crafted by the same absolute and supreme intelligence. But then the system of things puts you in a place where you feel like you do not have any duty, obligation, and responsibility to that which beats your heart and that which breathes you. And you can desecrate and defile and do whatever the hell you want to do to yourself and to your children, and damn anything and anybody that says anything about it. And I'm saying that is not going to get you the fullness of yourself, and you will never have anything greater than who and what you already are butt naked, except for the ones who've come through you. So that if you are misaligned in your orientation as to what life really is and feel obligated to do whatever you can to undermine yourself and your children, then you are a tragedy and a travesty and an accident waiting to happen. On a planet that has billions of people that support the violation of 20 billion animals on an annual basis, that we are literally in a place where we feel entitled to subjugate, dominate, bastardize, murder, and capitalize off the blood, the carcass, the fetuses, the body fluids of other ones, and then feed off of their body parts and their body fluids and bring these things into your body, which creates violation that becomes charged on your blood. And because your spirit is charged on your blood, that the defilement and the violation charged on your blood becomes a violation upon your spirit that puts you in a position where you will not feel worthy and deserving. You will not feel the thanksgiving and the blessedness of your divinity, because you're out of alignment with the very laws that govern you. And when we have governments that perpetuate the usurpation, devastation, and bastardization of everything and everybody, then you have governments and nations and races that are destined to die. And this is not something that we should be glib about. It's not something that we should take lightly. As individuals, as families, as communities, as nations, that each of us has a contribution to make through our own effort on a daily basis to really exalt life, to do that which is in our own best interest in terms of releasing and letting go of our judgments and our condemnations and our pain and our anger and our frustration and all of the things that have whittled away at our degrees of self-worthiness and self-deservedness, that we have to really do the inner work of realigning ourselves with destiny, realigning ourselves with the integrity of who we are as intelligences of existence, realigning ourselves with the purposes of existence in the exaltation, the conscious cultivation of the lineages that we represent, to be in a place where we are able to control ourselves, that no desire, no passion, no urges dominate us to the degree to which we will continue to do that which undermines our own lives and the quality of our own lives. We are giving other ones the example of how we are, whether we're aware of it or not. People see us in the way that we walk, in the way that we live, and what we do. But the thing is that your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren are viewing you, are learning from you, not because you are consciously trying to teach them these things, but because they are students here in life and they are picking up on everything. So what you put into them and what you put in front of them and who you allow to cultivate them can undermine them or can set them right. But if you are not right, you cannot send your children to school every day and then have your house in total disarray and have yourselves functioning as houses divided against yourselves. You're sleeping with the enemies. You've got all kinds of stuff going on in your home. What is going on in your home is teaching your children how to be. Not the facts and the history and all of that that they learn in school. We forgot that home is school. Now people say, oh, well, do you homeschool? No. Do you put forward a curriculum that has been instituted by somebody else that has no idea as to who you really are? Are you consciously trying to follow a curriculum for indoctrinating your children with all of this information that does not properly prepare them for life? That's homeschooling. Where you are not really teaching your children who and what they really are as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence, that you are not honoring the functioning of the bodies of yourself or your children, and you are feeding them and feeding yourself off the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, all manners of artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, aspartame-laden, MSG, and all of this processed, degerminated, bleached garbage. Then whatever else you're trying to teach your children, you undermine them because there is no knowledge that they can have that is going to truly serve them in a world that is destined for death unless you teach them who they are, what they are, and give them an orientation and a desire to be passionate about being in the alignment of the truth of who and what they are as intelligences of existence, as the children of God. And for those who claim to be atheist and agnostic and whatnot, you understand, you don't claim atheism when you're trying to put something down your throat. You understand, you don't claim atheism when you're having orgasms and whatnot. You understand, I'm just saying is that we did not gift ourselves here. We don't function ourselves. We don't beat our own hearts. You understand? So to spend your life denying the existence of that which allows you to exist is completely foolishness. We're in a place and space where we have to really understand that we are here for the purpose of self-actualization, self-realization, self-control, self-mastery, and conscious unfoldment as cosmic citizens and conscious immortals. And in the truth of that, that does not put any one of us in a place where we're greater than the next one. So the heterosexuals feel like they're more righteous than the homosexuals. And this one feels like they're more entitled because they have this than those who don't have that and all of this. And I'm just saying is that all of that is divide and conquer. All of the ones that have to stand under nationalism and stand under a flag of one color or colors or the other. The earth is one being. And the further you get away from the earth, you do not see boundaries. There is one planet that is upheld by one absolute and supreme intelligence, and it is hostess for us who should be on the path of conscious unfoldment and evolutionary soul development. While we're on the earth, and when it comes time to leave the earth, we should not have died. And we should not have been enslaved to our penises and our vaginas and our palates and our appetites and whatnot. This is what we have to rise above, because the programming and the movies and the food and all of this stuff is putting us in a place where you are literally draining your life force, dissipating your life force, undermining your life force, and in the pursuit of something that has no real value. Not as much value as yourself and your children and the lineages that you represent. So I'm the one to remind us that we are the gifts of God and that we have been gifted to be a gift here upon the planet. And there is already that which is our wealth that is in us, but the nature of behavior modification and the assault of ourselves with all of this garbage has put us in a place where we are on a DNA lockdown. And so our daily functioning should be in the exaltation of life itself and the conscious care to be clearing and cleansing and consecrating and purifying our body temples so that the Spirit of God, the light of God, the truth of God, the peace of God, the poise of God, the power of God is completely re-enthroned as the reality of our own personal presence here, so that we are ensuring the foundation of the kingdoms and queendoms of light, because that is the only thing that can have success and will give us us leverage over a system that is dominated by the forces of Satan, Lucifer, and the corporate entities and deities of death who feel entitled to kill. And got us in a place and space where we'll sign off. And then those who are supposedly upholding the law and upholding the order are the most vile and wicked people with guns and badges, because their bodies are full of the rotting carcasses of dead animals, coffee, cigarettes, tobacco, and whatnot. They are living in pure filth, which is putting them in a place and space where they feel entitled to be tasing people and shooting people and whatnot, as if they were given authority to do this by that which is God. These people are going to meet such a tragic date with fate that it is not going to be funny. The most lawless ones, talking about order and law, the least lawful, are trying to uphold law and order. It's hideous. There is no man who can really have true authority over you when he is lawless. There are no governments that have authority over you that is greater than your duty, obligation, and responsibility to be under the auspices of absolute light, absolute law, absolute wisdom, and absolute truth. Where you have governments who license, legislate, perpetuate sickness, illness, disease, and death as a livelihood, then you have those who are under the auspices of the forces, the principalities, and the deities of death. And we have no duty, obligation, and responsibility to serve them. Our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to serve life. Our duty, obligation, and responsibility is to be the perpetuators and the progenitors of our lineages. Our duty, obligations, and responsibility is to be about the daily due diligence of clearing, cleansing, purifying, so that we can be healed, so that we can be whole, so that we do not find ourselves with this tragic date with fate in the hospitals, having our organs and whatnot cut up and our body parts being removed from us, and people vying for our hearts and our livers and our kidneys and whatnot because they abuse theirs and now they want yours. And they can pay for it. We're in a now moment that requires us to understand that this is the twilight zone until you bypass the foolishness and you dwell in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is the sun blazing, the world spinning, the clouds moving, that we are completely immersed in nothing but absolute and supreme intelligence, and there is nothing but absolute and supreme order and law. And when we dwell there consistently, with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, with every step that we make, that we are acknowledging the divinity of ourselves, and we are honoring, treasuring, cherishing, consciously consecrating, and loving being, and being loving, and fulfilling that which is destiny in aligning ourselves, activating ourselves, unfolding, self-actualizing, developing, cultivating that which is a full, wholehearted, conscious intention to be in the impeccable integrity of who and what we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of absolute and supreme intelligence, here to exalt life, here to facilitate the progression of our lineages and the progression of humanity and the harmony of the whole of us, Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of the people, all of the creatures. Every living thing is here to exalt the intelligence of existence itself. You're in a now moment where you have the opportunity to realign yourself, to right yourself, to correct yourself, to cleanse and consecrate and heal yourself, to be empowered to walk in your own authenticity under the authority of absolute law, under the auspices of absolute love to become one of the most powerful spirits to have ever lived. This is your time, and I'm the one to encourage you to rise, to take it, to claim it, because you'll never have anything greater. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection.